It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver will soon require licenses for all rental properties. Here's Denverites Esteban Hernandez.
City lawmakers on Monday night approved creating a rental licensing program for housing in Denver. It's the largest expansion of required licenses in the city's history. More than 50,000 licenses will be required for people who rent out homes and apartments. City Council President Stacey Gilmore says Denver has been in a housing crisis for decades and the pandemic has made it worse.
For the first time, we will have a license that will ensure our rental properties are safe and meet Denver's housing standards.
The program will be implemented in phases, but all rental housing units are expected to be licensed in 3 years. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
A bill designed to give the Regional Transportation District more power to raise revenue and lower fares is on its way to the governor's desk. State Senator Faith Winter says it's important that RTD is financially healthy.
This is how community college students get to college. It's how seniors get to the doctors. It's how students get to school. And it's also one of the biggest tools that we have to clean our air and address climate.
The governor's office has not said whether he will sign the bill. A man who started a campfire that got out of control in Park County was arrested last weekend. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Philip Riker stayed on the scene and called 911 to report the fire as four agencies and the Forestry Service responded on Saturday. Several campers had to be evacuated, and an air tanker and helicopter were flown in to help contain the fire. No one was injured and no structures were damaged, but Park County Sheriff Tom McGraw said in a release that his office aggressively pursues anyone who has contributed to the destruction of land in the county. Riker faces charges of intentionally setting a wildfire and second-degree arson. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A ruling by Mexico's Supreme Court will allow U.S. potatoes to be imported to all of Mexico. About 20% of Colorado-grown potatoes already go to Mexico, and that's with current rules that only allow U.S. potatoes to be sold within about 16 miles of the Mexican border. The court ruling could be a boost for potato growers in Colorado's San Luis Valley. Southern Colorado and the Front Range, much of the state have cool weather today, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.